It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Governor Rick Snyder delivered his seventh State of the State address this week. He talked about what he considers to be Michigan's big accomplishments this year. He brought up balanced budgets, job growth, autonomous vehicles, etc. Jack, how does this year's speech stack up against Snyder's back catalog of State of the State addresses?
Well, there's a fairly universal opinion that it was his weakest and one of the weakest ever. It offered really no new programs, some sort of vague hints at things, and people have talked a lot about his sort of bizarre riff on cows. He seemed to be obsessed with dairy cows, talked about them for a long time. At any rate, it wasn't his finest hour.
During his address, Snyder also noted the proposed repeal of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. This week, he met with members of Congress in Washington to voice concerns that a repeal could affect hundreds of thousands of low-income Michiganders who receive Medicaid through Healthy Michigan. That's the state's version of the Affordable Care Act. Jack, this kind of puts Snyder at odds with many of his fellow Republicans.
Well, actually, this is probably the best accomplishment, I would say, of the Snyder administration. With great difficulty, he got the legislature to agree to accept the government's offer to expand Medicaid to people who are making slightly over the poverty level. This meant health insurance for, they originally thought it might be about 300,000, 400,000 people. It turned out to be about 600,000 people are now insured who weren't insured. This means a healthier workforce. The federal government pays for almost all of this. Michigan will never pay for more than 10% of it, but if Obamacare is repealed, it's quite possible that this could go down the drain, and that would be both medically and economically disastrous for the state, but they're fairly helpless until they know exactly what's going to come out of Washington on the Affordable Care Act, and everybody agrees even a complete repeal is not something you can do overnight.
This week, Attorney General Bill Schuette filed a legal brief supporting a group of Flint pastors who are suing the state over the city's drinking water crisis. The brief says the state should have to deliver bottled water to any homes without a properly working water filter. The Snyder administration has argued that would be too expensive. The state wants a court order requiring the deliveries to be dismissed. Jack, by supporting the pastors, Schuette seems to be drawing a pretty clear line in the sand here.
This is one more step in Schuette's attempt to get himself elected governor. If Schuette is to have any hope of winning the governor's race in 2018, he has to differentiate himself from Snyder. Here's why that is. Normally, we tend to switch parties after one party's been in power for 8 years, which Republicans have been in Michigan. Additionally, we have the millstone of Flint hanging around the Snyder administration's neck. And the number three, there's a third reason. People tend to vote for the party that doesn't control the White House in midterm elections. Those are three big reasons why it's going to be hard for any Republican to win in 2018. And Schuette's only hope is to make himself seem like the anti-Snyder.
Education Secretary nominee and West Michigan native Betsy DeVos answered a wide range of questions at a three-hour hearing Tuesday night. Senators grilled her on charter schools, Common Core regulations, and school funding, among other things. Jack, what were some of the takeaways?
Well, I think the best thing I saw in this was actually an editorial in the Los Angeles Times. They were sort of aghast at her vast ignorance of education policy, of federal law. She was not aware, for example, that is a federal law against discriminating against the disabled in schools, and they said that she was totally unworthy to hold this post. The question is, however, can they get three Republican senators to go along with all the Democrats to prevent her confirmation? My guess is that's unlikely. Historically, the only time presidents' nominees for the cabinet have been rejected is when they have had some sort of financial or sexual improprieties. This doesn't seem to be the case here. But again, this is a very controversial appointment.
Lastly, it looks like Kid Rock will be the first to perform at the new Little Caesars Arena just north of downtown Detroit. The hometown rapper and rock star will play four shows in September. Well, Jack, I guess that gives you plenty of time to dust off your leather jacket and sharpen up your nose ring.
I never take either of them off, Rebecca, you know that. But it'd be very curious to know how this was sort of determined and what Kid Rock is going to make for this. This is going to be a very interesting test of this new arena and people's ability to use the parking facilities and all of that stuff. And let's hope it's open and on time and is economically beneficial to the city of Detroit.
All right, rock on, Jack.
Just like Bill Haley in the comments, Rebecca.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories.